A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the United States presidential transition, and other issues.
47 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 1,112 tested positive for the coronavirus. There are 25,368 people who have tested COVID-19 positive in Zimbabwe since March last year. Almost 15,000 of these people have recovered, while 636 have succumbed to the disease.
According to Johns Hopkins University, 93 million people have tested positive for COVID-19, and almost 2 million have succumbed to the disease worldwide.
Still in Zimbabwe, some political activists and journalist Oppo Chingono are currently appearing in court facing charges of communicating falsehoods. They allegedly tweeted a video of a policeman and a woman whose child after being struck by a baton stick in Harare. Police say that baby is alive, although these people tweeted that the baby had died.
In USA, the state security ahead of President-elect Joseph Biden's inauguration next Wednesday. Some supporters of President Donald Trump a week ago attempted to stop the certification of electoral votes at the Capitol, where they forcibly entered the building after overpowering security agents. President Trump claims without proof that he won the presidential election.
Yes, so these are some of the other issues that we are going to be talking about today. So please join us. And also note that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch it, some of the figures may have changed.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba linjani laphele khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo lo ngikhipsiweke Washington DC namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngakhonoko okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe xa sikhangela ke iCOVID-19 ukhanye ngazani ihlaselo okunye okumangalisayo so kulabantu ababulawa umkhuhlane lo okunye okwethusayo sikhuluma nje ke izolo abantu abayi 47 babulawa iCOVID-19 wathi ke abahloliweyo kutholakale abe 1,112 abatholakale ke bele COVID-19. Kuthi ke xa sikhangela kusukisela ngombibitho ngomnyaka ophelileyo sokulabantu 25,368 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kunani leli abedlula 15,000 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abayi 636 sebabhubha. Xa sikhangela ke okwethulwe iJohns Hopkins University kuthiwa ke abantu abayi 93 million sebehlolwe emhlabeni wonke jikelele batholakala bele COVID-19. Wathi kunani leli abedlula 2 million abafika phose 2 million sebabhubha. Njalo nxa sikhangela kule Zimbabwe okanye ngazani kulezinye iziphathamandla zebandla le-MDC Alliance ezijoniswa icala lokuthi ke bayethula amanga enkundleni yeTwitter besithi ke kule polisa elatsha umntwana ngogodo lambulala. Kuthi ke amapolisa bathi lokhu akuzange kwenzakale. Lapho ke sikhuluma ngomnumzana Job Scala, sikhulume ngonkosazana Fazai Mahere, sikhuluma ke nangomnumzana Hopewell Chinono oyintathela zindaba. So sikhuluma ke baphakathi khona ngale bathoniswa amacala la. Bathi ngokuthi indaba bebotshwa inyawo njalo befakwa izankosi sonke isikhathi. Kuzobuya ke lapha ke eMelika siyabona ukuthi songani kuzalela ingwe kuphela. Siyakhumbula ukuthi eCapital Hill wangena khona ngale abantu abasekela umnumzana Donald Trump kumbe ngithi umongameli Donald Trump. Besithi ke kumele kumiswe ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes. Kodwa ke okwaphumayo ke ukuthi ama-electoral votes amaningi ngakaya Joseph Biden webandla lama-Democrats. Uyagcotshwa-ke uBiden ngevikini ezayo kuyabe kungolwesithathu. Kodwa sokugcwele civil security okumangalisayo khona ngale ke Capitol Hill. Kusenzelwa-ke ukuthi kuvinjwe abantu abalakho ukuthi badale udlakela. So yikho-ke okunye khonokho esabe sikhoka ngakho Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu musi wechishanu kudai January 15. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda pano pachirongwa chedu. Tiri kutarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda recovid-19 munyika nekunze uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika iko kuno kuAmerica apo pakatarisirwa kunge pachigadzwa vaJoe Biden svondo rinouya semutungamiri mutsva wenyika yeAmerica. Chitarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino muguta reWashington mune mavhu nemarara emasoja nemapurisa vari kuedza kuchengetedza runyararo tisati taona kugadzwa kwavaJoe Biden. Asi zvakare tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kumatare muguta reHarare apo taona MDC Alliance va Jacob Mafume vachiwanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yachibatiso. Asi taona zvakare mutori wenhau Hopo Chingono uye vaJacob vaJob Sikala naadvocate Fadzai Mahere veMDC Alliance vachiwanikwa ivo vachimiswa zvakare pamberi pematare panyaya yekuti vari kupomerwa ivo nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Asi taona kuti pazuva ranhasi vaJacob Mafume ndo vawanikwa vachipiwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo zviri kuitika mumatare kuti zvakamira sei uyezve zvinorevei kune avo vari kunze kwenyika nezvimwewo. Titarisa zvakare kuti takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubvira pakatanga denda iri muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 25,368 vabatwa nedenda irori. Pavanhu ivavo pane vanhu 15,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vachinaya. Kwozouyawo vanhu vashaya vari kuwanikwa vakamira pa636. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika. Kwozouya John Hopkins yemuno muAmerica inotaura kuti denda iri reCOVID-19 rabata vanhu pasi rose vanosvika ivo 93 million vatesta positive pari zvino. And totarisa zvakare kuti 2 million yevanhu vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Tisarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica denda iri rakasunga uyezve tiri kunzwa kuti vaJoe Biden vari kutaura ivo kuti vane urongwa hwekuti vawanikwe ivo vachigadzira zvirongwa zvakasimba zvekuti denda iri reCOVID-19 riwanikwe iro richirwiswa. Vari kutaura kuti paurongwa hwavo hwefirst 100 days pavachapinda pahofisi vachange vari kutanga nekuwanikwa ivo vachiparura zvirongwa zvekurwisa denda iro reCOVID-19 pamusoro pezvimwewo zvimwe zvirongwa zvavari kugadzira pari zvino zvekurandidzura hupfumi nezvimwewo. Tichiona sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita Gibbs kuti muguta reWashington pari zvino makaberekera ingwe mushure mekunge taona musi wechitatu svondo rapfuura vatsigiri vemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino vaDonald Trump vachienda kunoita mhirizhonga kuUS Capitol imo muno muAmerica. Ivo vaTrump vakazowanikwawo vachiwanikwa vachinzi neCongress yemuno vawanikwa vaine mhosva yekuti vakapeshedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaende kunoita mhirizhonga iyi. Saka tichaona zvakare zvinenge zviri kubuda mumazuva anotevera apo vaDonald Trump vachamiswa pamberi peSenate kuti vawanikwe kuti vane mhosva here kana kuti kwete. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano muzuva ranhasi Gibbs.
Yes, and there is a very sad news that the Minister of State for Manikala and Professional Affairs, Dr. Ellen Kwalatsimba, has died. She was 60, and indications are that the cause of death is not yet known. And then at the same time, we know that there is Mr. Morton Malianga, a veteran nationalist, who actually died yesterday. He was 90 years old, and he joined the liberation struggle in the early stages of the war against the colonial government of Ian Douglas Smith. So we know that he was in ZAPU, and from ZAPU, then he joined ZANU-PF in 1964. We still remember him as a man who was in the first cabinet when the black majority government took over from Ian Smith administration. So now is late. So ke Rwanda basiyabona ukuthi ke kulo baba Morton Malianga ose sichile kulomhlaba wasebenza kakhulu labo Joshua Mkabo Nyongolo Nkomo labo uMoyi uRobert Mkabe labanye abanengi sibili belwela ilizwe leZimbabwe. So waqhaza ke liberation struggle yakhe ekuzaphu uthe sasuka ke kuzaphu wangena kuzana uPF ngo-1964. So ke kufonywa ke icabinet yokuqala ngo-1980 phakathi khonapho laye. Sibona njalo ke ukuthi kulo mama ke okade khangela isabelo seManikaland udokotela Ellen Kwalatsimba laye kuthiwa kasekho. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa zvizhinji zvatiri kunzwa sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs kuti pane vawanikwa ivo vachishaya munyika pari zvino tinoona amai Ellen Kwalatsimba vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kwamutare uyezve vari nhengo yeZANU-PF uyezve navamalinga vavataura kuti ndiwo mumwe wavo vakatanga kunge vaine vatingati yechigaro kana kuti vari makurukota muhurumende yekutanga pakatorwa masimba imo muZimbabwe. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kubudawo pazuva ranhasi zvinosuwisa. Asi tichange tiri kutaura nezvakawanda zviri kuitika pasi rose uyezve nemunyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino, tichiona kuti zvakamira sei nyanya padenda iri reCOVID-19 uye zvakare pane zvimwewo zvematongerwo enyika zviri kuitika. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica, tichitarisa kugadzwa kwava Joe Biden. Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is one of our guests. He is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Good evening, and how are you, marvelous?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, so, Mr. Chuma, let's start with what is happening in Zimbabwe. COVID-19 appears to be very problematic. So are people doing all the things that they're supposed to do in Zimbabwe?
We actually need to intensify the education and the awareness campaigns when it comes to COVID-19. I'm saying this because if you go to high density suburbs, it's life as usual. People are just carrying on with their lives. Most of the times you find them without social distancing. You find them without even wearing masks at all. Children are still playing games willy-nilly right by the roadside. And really no one is taking this thing seriously. But the adverse effect is that COVID-19 is so real. And as you can see, now it has really come to our doorsteps. And we now have particular people that you know, so and so, he has now been caught up in the tide because of this pandemic. So I don't know how we can do it, but I think this is the time when members of parliament, councillors, leaders of communities like residents associations should really come out full force and complement whatever efforts are being done by government, by the Ministry of Health, and really try and educate people out there to say, look, let us embrace this thing. It is so real. And if we're not careful, really, we are going to see people dropping down like flies. I remember one of our health practitioners here, Professor Solangwenya, has been saying this over and over. He has been coming out on Twitter. He's been coming out on other media forums, trying to warn people of exactly what we are beginning to witness now. So this is the time when we want to see civic leaders coming up and really trying to sort of drum it home to these people so that people really get aware and people really notice and take this thing seriously. Otherwise, it's a recipe for a big disaster and marvelous.
So it seems as if, Babuchuma, people are really saying, you know, they don't have food on that table, they don't have any other kind of basic necessities. So they end up, jumping into combis, jumping into buses, and not doing whatever the WHO is demanding people to do because there is a pressing need for them to survive. What's your take on that?
Gibbs, let me tell you something. When a war erupts right now, you are not going to be talking about jumping into combis and going to town and doing whatever we are talking about now. This is a war. This is a cold war. During wartime, nobody is going to actually tell you to hide under your bed. Nobody is going to tell you to close your shops. Nobody is going to tell you to close down your marketing stalls where you sell your vegetables, I mean, to survive and everything. During the war, because of the shells and the mortar and the bombings and everything, you alone would actually find it very necessary to hide out and make sure that you are safe. You are going to be praying to hope that you are going to live to see another day. You are going to be praying to say you'll be able to go back to your store to sell again or open a business or your flea market or whatever. You'll be praying for that. So no one is actually going to tell you not to be trying to go to town, not to be trying to do whatever. This is a war. This is a cold war, and people must start looking at it that way. Because if we're talking about that, the food this, food that, not being able to survive this and not being able to survive that, at the end of the day, we're not going to have life anymore to be talking about all these things. Life will be lost.
Yes, I also akulu babuchuma. Sicela ubambe vijana khona phoke sibise ke umavela simhlanganya uyi sizothi kombe lo mbuzo angafa wona. Mavelas.
Hey, vachuma muri kuona sei mamirira akaita nyaya ye COVID-19 parish ino vanhu vari kunyatsopiwa dzidziso yakakwana here zviri kufamba sei?
Ndatenda hangu rega nditi inini dzidziso nekuyambira vanhu panyaya kana kuti pamusoro pecovid-19 haisi kunyatsoitika zvakanaka Marvelous. Izvi ndiri kuzvitaura nekuti ukapinda kumarokeshin uku uchaona kuti vanhu vari kutofamba havo upenyu hwavo hukuendera mberi havanei nezvese zvekutaura izvi hauone vanhu vachiita social distancing kumarokeshin uku nguva dzakawanda unotoona vanhu vachitofamba vasina kana mamask at all vanhu vana vari kutamba mumigwagwa muno vari kutamba mabhora vari kutamba magemi ese akasiyana siyana zvichitoreva kuti it means kuti vabereki hatisi kutaura nevana vedu hatisi kuyambira vana vedu hatisi kutarisa kuti vana vedu vari kupi vari kuitei asi COVID iyi yauya yakutorova yakurova mudzimba dzedu takutoziva kuti nhanga nanhanga havasipo pamusana pecovid iyi saka I think nguva yasvika yekuti vatungamiriri vedu vemunharaunda vana kansela maMP maresidents association leaders vese ava ngakusvike nguva yokuti vachisimuka manje tinyatsoedza kuyambira vanhu kuti chinhu chichauya and chinogona kuzotikwapaidza chikatipedza munomborayo tina profesa vedu vasolayo ngwenya varivo vari kutungamira chipatara chekumpilo vagara vechingoyambira vechinyora kumatwitter vechidaidai vechiudza vanhu kuti imi ngwarira zvichauya and kana chakuuya tichafa kunge nhunzi and hezvo zvatanga zvakuitika vanhu vakupera Marvelous and we need kuti really vanhu vachinyatsobuda panze munhu wese ngataure kana une mwana meka sure kuti mwana wako unoziva kuti ari kupi nekuti achabuda panze uko akabata chirwere ichi akapinda nacho mumba mukatopera futi mese saka yataime yekuti vanhu vese ngavasimuke tinyatsobatana kuti tiedze kudzivirira pandemic iyi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we also have some people who sent us some messages. So, Mr. Chuma, can you hold on there? Yeah, we are coming back to you. So let's listen to what some people are saying about different things. You know, Marvelous.
Kutum kusane lo, outwai okoven onga gazi wa ngabantu, utu uataka njani, onga jitase. Abantu eZimbabwe umkhuhlane osukhwela kakhulu ngesikhathi sokuchisa umkhuhlane loza kwehla lokho kuyasitshengisa ukuthi hhayi abakabi le ndlela kuyafana le-AIDS baqalisa besithi iyathelwa nangekhisi kwathiwa ikhisi iyachisa ayenze ukuthi umkhuhlane ungene kwaze kwaphuma i-ansi ukuthi uthelana ngamacanzini yikho la khathesi lokho abakakwazi bese ngisithi mina hathi njengona bayabona ukuthi umthetho e-America ukhona ngoba bayatshengisa ukuthi umuntu owonayo wenziwani hatshi zano-P F umthetho osebenza kuma-opposition usuphendulele wahlanekela njengomuntu ozilileyo kodwa uncindezela abantu beZimbabwe kodwa abasemthethweni ungababophi akufanani vele iAmerica singake sayifananisa njalo nxa kungezimbali yeAmerica lokhu ngokokuqala ukuthi umuntu uziqinisa ikhanda kodwa hhayi kuyatshengisa ukuthi umthetho ukhona ngoba embusweni yaphuma izano P F yalela akube lo mthetho ukuthi nxa kusiyavotwa akube lo mthetho ozwayo. Yimi engikhulumayo Alexander Khanye.
Mina ngani ngile worry kakhulu ngabantu abahlala beswola i-South Africa, i-corona ivele e-South Africa, yonke into embi vele South Africa kanti abantu baphoqelelwa yini kuye South Africa abantu bazihambela ngohlupho lwabo abantu kabasole uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ongakhona ukugcina abantu babo iSouth Africa kunje nje kune corona iCOVID-19 babhekelela abantu babo babanika ukudla ama food hamper bayenza yonke into babantu kama 350 per month iZimbabwe iyenzani ngabantu bayo ibuyizobavalela iqedwe ubavalela abaphiwa lutho abantu ake liyekele ukusola South Africa South Africa has done nothing wrong South Africa is just helping out njalo inozwelo ngoba iyasiyeka nje abanye bethu siyasebenza silala ama permit kodwa isibhekile isigcinile usethola umuntu ohlala ekhala abantu bavele South Africa kulama cases akhona eZimbabwe abantu abakazi bephume eZimbabwe abasemakhaya ukhonale kobo inyanga kuphi kuphi abakazi bephume inyanga behlala bekhonale intsho lase uPlumtree ngeyibalo ngoluza sikhona ukuthi bavele eSouth Africa abangaze bephume asiyekele ukusola iSouth Africa asiyekele ukusola ububi bonke baseZimbabwe sithatha siphosele eSouth Africa so lana uhulumende waseZimbabwe solo upresident weZimbabwe.
So these are some of the people who actually sent us messages, and some of them are complaining really, you know, about what is going on in Zimbabwe. And they're saying there are some people who are blaming South Africa for so many things that are going wrong in Zimbabwe. So they're saying, this particular guy was saying, cool down. First blame your own government before you blame another person. So we also have other messages. Let's hear what people are saying.
Ndikwesito 7 notenda ndau dzenyu naedwe nyaya kuti mapicture ya mavideo ka ekempolisi akarwa mwana ndokanga sungirwa cheni dzemakumbo nemaoko edwe zvakaoma atinokoni ngati shinge zvichapera ichiri kunaya mvura ichavara inguva yavo vasiye vakadaro vane zvinovanetsa vasiye vakadaro vane zvinovanetsa kusunga munhu nyaya kuti atumidza vhidhiyo inyaya yekuti ari wamwana vausungwa cheni dzemumakumbo vasikala kana hopi nevamwe vese avo
iyo vhidhiyo inomboi kudiniko yokonesa vanhu kupiwa mari yechibatiso kukana zvakaitika zvakaitika kukana iye mupurisa aiva asina kuuraya mwana aihokakatigwa chinyi namai vemwana vanhu vaihomukomberei vachiti wauraya mwana ko vanhu vose vakaibudisa vhidhiyo iyi vakaizadza kwose kwose vanoregerei kusungwa kungongwarirwa vana hopo uchimwono nanavasikala nanafadzai maheri vongosungwa ponyatane nhema vhidhiyo yakaitika ndizvo yakaitika imwe Studio 7 nyango mukarega kubudisa audio dzedu kuti vazviwa vana pounyati kuti vane nhema tozviziva kuti mapurisa namasoja ndidzo dzavamhondi hatina basa nazvo yakaitika vhidhiyo
makadiko ikokoko su tinofara zvishoma ndino mubvunzo umwe chete kuna iye mupurisa mukuru wamapurisa kuti anoti iye mwana uyu haana kufa mwana uyu akadii yee avo vatasunga vanga vari kuburisa zvinhema kana chiri chokwadi mai vemwana uyu ngavabude pachena vataure kuti mwana wangu akarohwa haana kurohwa akarohwa akafa kana muri kungonyepa muchingoda kungoda kungosukumeza vamwe vanhu kungoda kungosukumeza vamwe vanhu nezvinhu zvakaitika.
You can hear what people are saying, right?
Unfortunately not, but I can imagine. If you can just...
Yeah, so they are saying, you know, the arrest of Hopewell and others, mm-hmm. you know, on this issue. So many people shared this video according to what people are saying. And they are saying, why target these few individuals? So maybe we have to explore that and hear what people are saying, you know, because basically, you know, common people like me will always say, let's have it out in the gallery there.
Yes.
Talk about it. Because the public sphere is very huge, you know. So those are some of the things that people are saying, you know.
Apo tangatichinzwa vamwe vatsigiri veStudio 7 vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pekusungwa kwemutori wenhau Hopo Chimono uyezve nevamwe veMBC Alliance vaJacob vaJob Sikala naAdvocate Fadzai Mahere vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yavakasungirwa vari kuona kunge vanhu vakawanda vakawanikwa ivo vachiita zvimwezvo zvakaitwa nevanhu vatatu ava asi vari kubvunza kuti ko sei vanhu vatatu ava varivo vakasungwa vega. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kutaurwa neavo vanga vari kutaura maonero avo vachitaurawo nezvimwewo zviri kuitika munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana pari zvino. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, who is another guest. He's our second guest in this show. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Good afternoon, Gibbs and Dr. Marvelous and Ru.
Good afternoon.
Yes, siyakubingelela, siyakwamukela njalo kuhlelo. So, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe, you know, COVID-19, then you've got these kind of arrests. You know, what's your take on all this?
On COVID-19, I think now it's actually showing that we are not testing enough. And also it's showing that there wasn't enough learning from the word go. And also when you look at, you know, once people are tested, do we do enough contact tracing? I don't think we are doing that. When you hear about people attending funerals, someone gets sick, do they even try to trace who attended the funeral? But the challenge is that I think normally contact tracing works best within, like, you know, 72 hours. So if people are detected to have COVID a week later or a few weeks later, sometimes it's hard to perform a valid contact tracing because people have traveled all over the place. But I think there is a big issue here that we don't have a good awareness. And also, I think when the government is coming up with these many programs, there's no consultation that is done. I think Zimbabwe should not follow what South Africa is doing or any other country. I say this because when you look at the structure of our workers, we have more than 90% people that are in the informal sector. So these people have to go out and try to fend for their families. Whereas other countries, a lot of people are working. The companies will allow people to work from home if possible. But in Zimbabwe, the fact that people are in the informal sector, they have to get out there and try to do something. I understand what Comrade Chuma said in terms of if it was a war, people would stay inside. Definitely, it's a valid point because people don't think they realize how dangerous COVID is. People think, you know, COVID can attack someone next door, but not yourself. And people don't really try to, you know, play a part in trying to protect themselves and protecting those around them. And the worst thing that happened, I think, in Zimbabwe is this Zupco thing. I think the Zupco program came at the wrong time. Because when we see what's happening, I think earlier this morning, Ezra Chisa was just going around showing people lining up on Zupco. We don't have enough Zupco buses to ferry people home. So you find people lining up for hours and hours. And while they're lining, they don't observe any social distancing. Some of them are not even wearing masks. And once they get into the bus, they, you know, they pretty much crowd the bus because when the bus comes and it's, you know, running close to curfew, people are going to try to get in regardless of how many people are already inside. So I think the Zupco issue was also a bad program or bad timing when the government implemented that program. And then also we don't hear any talk of vaccine. Other governments are actually lining up trying to procure vaccines. I haven't heard a thing from Zimbabwe. You know, when are they going to get vaccines? How much are they going to get? But I think they are relying on the AU. They are relying on maybe the WHO. So Zimbabwe is really acting like as a charity case. They are not doing what South Africa is doing, actually approaching the manufacturers say, hey, I need to buy this many vaccines. We haven't heard that language going around yet. And then in terms of what's happening with the three individuals that were arrested for the video that circulated, whether it was true or not, I think when we see these guys coming out of these vans, on leg irons, as if they killed somebody, to me, it shows that this is not about what they were arrested for. This is more political and making sure that, you know, people are silenced. Because it could be true that maybe what they tweeted was false. But then when you look at what ZBC published, they published a video when you look at the image of the lady and the baby on the original video and the one that is purported to be the person through ZBC, they look like they're totally two different individuals. The mom doesn't look the same. I'm not doing forensic testing here, but just looking with a naked eye, It looks like the two individuals, the moms, it's not the same person. Whether you look at the hair, the complexion, even the baby, when you look at the baby, I think the original article says a 9-month, but this other baby looks like it's much older. So there is a lot of holes there. So I wonder who is lying. Because one, the police gave a different name for the mom, and ZBC is giving a different name. So there's a lot of, things that are happening that needs to actually, be investigated. But, sometimes an investigator cannot investigate themselves. So there's a lot of mistrust out there with the information out in the public.
Yeah, so we still have some more people that are sending us audios. Just listen to what they are saying.
Pastor 7, alias Fundisa Shem. Ngobeli kukhuluma ngapha kubuya sokukhulunywa sesikuzwile kini. Asiyabonga shuka. Inkosi uNkulunkulu alibusise. Into zeZimbabwe ezinzima lezi shwa elikhuluma ngazo ngomqotho weZimbabwe siyabonga. Siyabonga uMasipanda eKingston.
Sakhuluma mayelana leCorona virus. Asiqokeni amamaski sifuna ukuthi i-sanitizer silalele imithetho abavele besitshela yona. Ungathi angifaki imaski ngokuthi lwana angifakanga. Ohluphekayo nguwe wena. Igama ngu-Rodrick Prosper Mpofu. Ngihlala ebubi ku-village 17.
Ngithanda kakhulu ukukhuthaza amaZimbabweni wonke ukuqinisa amasekeli bonke abalandeli be-MDC Alliance. Ake sikhumbuleni ukuthi ngesikhathi uMosi esuka labantwana bakwa-Israyeli eGibhithe, ma kufika isikhathi uNkulunkulu embonisa ukuthi awuseyi kungena eKhenani nangu Joshua oza kungenisa abantwana. Bunjani bunzima uJoshua ahlangane labo engakafiki esikhathini sokuthi athathe ilizwe. Zingaki izimpi azilwileyo ukuze athathe lelo lizwe. Ngakho ke ma MDC Alliance abahle asiqineni, asinganyemukulini emuva, asingakhonfuzeki ukuthi iZANU PF isithethe uMonzora yamfaka laphana ikhangelele ukuthi ukhuphe akala power. Icabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uMonzora uzakwenza okungcono ukudiliza ibandla lethu. Ngithi kini asikhangeleni phambili, asihambe nini sonke sikhohlweni ngakho. Lokhu ngaba yimi ngitsho kudala sazalwayo. Singakhangela kusukela kuzaphu obaba unkomo bahlukuluzwe njani, obaba uThwangirayi bahlukuluzwe njani. Bonke abantu akade bengabe opposition akekho ngitsho lo yedwa obethandwa yi-ruling party. Pho ke i-MDC bani, i-opposition bani esithandwa libandla elibusayo ize inikeze lezi mali zokuthi yenze konke obakwenzayo. Khangelani libone ngesikhathi se-lockdown bavunyelwe ukwenza i-Congress kodwa amanye ezinye inhlanganiso eminye imihlangano eqakathekileyo ama-parties akhangelele ukuthi ayenze kayavunyelwa. Kodwa bona bavunyelwe basekelwa manje nguhulumende. Uhulumende waze wabanika le security yokubalinda. Khangelani libone umama okhuphe ehlukuluzwa akuzange kube lendaba zalutho. Kodwa khangelani libone shuwa ukuthi iZANU PF iyenzani. Kambe kuhle ngoba lokhu bakwenze masinyani, kuhle ngoba bakwenze amavoti esesekhatshana. Bantwana beZimbabwe, vulana amehlo libone. Bantwana beZimbabwe, yisikhathi sokuthi umuntu lo muntu eyedwa lapha khona ahlale phansi akhangele. Hayi okhulumayo nguPhayilethi Ndlovu send Victoria Falls. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so people are talking, marvelous. You heard the last one. You are saying that, people of Zimbabwe have gone through a lot of things, and he's blaming ZANU PF for everything that is not going well in Zimbabwe. So it's good that we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma here. I think you can react to that, then we go to other issues. Mr. Chuma, your reaction to what the last person was saying, you know, who sent us an audio. So go ahead there.
Thank you very much, Gabe. Well, there's really nothing to react to because that's an opinion by somebody who's inclined in the probably is that right to think the way he actually thinks. But the fact of the matter is that really this is not the time for blame games. This is the time for being real here. If we are talking about the issue of COVID-19, if you start saying, hey, come in this, come in that, without you doing what is necessary to make sure that you and your family are safe, unfortunately, we'll be crying all over and burying each other without even paying proper respects like what we normally do in our culture here, where you do your body viewing, you do also, all those kind of rituals that we do when we are burying our loved ones. So it's not about government now. It's about what am I doing to protect myself and my family. Like I was telling my house earlier on today to say, look, from now onwards, we are no longer opening the gate for anybody. If somebody comes and knocks at the gate, we are going to talk to them from inside our side and not even open the gate, because this is not the time to be visiting each other. This is not the time to be socializing at all. Because like I said, it's a war. It's a cold war. So it's about what I am doing to protect myself. If I stay indoors, if you stay indoors, this virus is not going to move. The virus is spreading because we are moving. And as long as we are moving it. So if I go outside there, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to transmit it to my family. And it's moving. But if I stay indoors here, that virus is not airborne. It's not going to fly to my house and I gate it. So it's about what we are going to do to stop this thing. So if we stop moving, it stops as well. And then when we come to the issue of the guys that are perceived to be persecuted, look, like I said before on this same program, I said, why is it that it's only these particular three people that are always the crossroads with the law? But I'll be honest with you, I do not condone and I do not like what I see when I see those guys being put on leg irons and stuff like that. It is wrong. Whoever is doing that is wrong. And they must be told so. You cannot put leg irons on Job Sikala or Hopewell simply because of these tweets and stuff like that. That's stuff for a terrorist. That is stuff for dangerous criminals like murderers and probably serious armed robbers or something like that. But really to put leg irons because somebody treated and stuff like that is definitely wrong. And these are the kind of people who are making those decisions. And now these decisions are now being construed to be decisions by Mnangagwa or by ZANU-PF or by the government. No, the president never goes or stoops that low to go to court and say, put your leg irons on this fellow. No, he never does that. ZANU-PF doesn't go to those prison officers and say, guys, put leg irons on these people. No, they don't do that. But whatever they are doing, it's reflecting negatively and wrongly to us, ZANU-PF, to the president himself, to the government. So these are the kind of things that we need to all condemn. Whether I'm ZANU-PF or MPC or neutral, this is what we should be saying. This is wrong. Yes, they did something wrong. They must be tried properly in a human way. They must be put through all due processes in a normal human way. Not legal. That is wrong. And I will stand by that at any given time. This is not a decision by the president of Zimbabwe. This is not a decision by ZANU-PF. And I'm sure this is not a decision by even the government itself. Whoever is doing that must be held accountable. That is a criminal and that's abuse of power, and this should never be allowed. A job seeker is still Zimbabwean. But let them be tried properly. Let them see their day in court properly, in a human, dignified way. And this is what we should be talking about as Zimbabweans. And the moment we start embracing issues the way I'm talking about now is the moment we are going to start picking up pieces. That's the moment when we are going to start making Zimbabwe wake again. But this hatred, this intolerance is definitely going to get us anywhere, Gibbs.
ndombovunzawo zvatanzwa zvichitaurwa nevamwewo vanga vari kutaura vachuma kuti ZANU PF ndiyo iri kukonzeresa zvakawanda zviri kusangana nevanhu munyika. Munozviona sei? Motaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika kumatare, kuti tinoona vaJacob Mafume kana kuti vaJob Sikalanyana ndo vatakaona vaine ngetani dzanga dzakasungwa nemumakumbo. Zvinorevei izvi?
Ndatenda Marvelous. Well, zvandinogara ndichitaura vanhu ndezvokuti chose chinoitika chinoitwa neumwe munhu. Munhu iyeye kana achiita, isusu vanhu tinomhanya streke kuti totanga kupoindira ZANU PF, totanga kupoindira hurumende, totanga kupoindira even president wedu vamunangagwa. Munhu uyaya aita chinhu chachiya iye wochisara ari scot free, nekuti hapana munhu akutsarisa munhu iyeyi. Ithink yasvika nguva yekuti vanhu ngavazive kuti zvinhu zvese zvinotanga newe neni. Zvinongofanana nenyaya yecorona iyi. Corona iyi kuti ifambe kudai mafambiro yaairi kuita, pakusana pekuti isusu vanhu vacho ndisi tikuifambisa, corona pachayo haigone kufamba. Tikagara mudzimba dzedu, corona haitombofamba, inotopera chete ichafa. Asi tikaramba tichingondeya ndeya zvatiri kuita izvi, tinova tichingoifambisa. Ini nhasi chaiyi ndanditaura mhuri yangu kuti kubvira nhasi hatichabvura gedhi tichivhurira munhu. Kana munhu akauya tinotaura naye ari panze pegedhi uko, isusu tiri kunoko. Nekuti handiyo nguva yekuti tichikuda kufambirana, tichikuda kunoonana. Aiwa, mafoni aripo, tinogona kutaura pamafoni. Kune mavideo calls, tinogona kutoonana pamavideo calls iwawo. But kwari zvino izvi hatichavhura gedhi. Saka munhu akauya tototaura naye ari padhoo. And isusu tikatomira tikarega kufamba famba, tichadzivirira kufamba kwekorona uku. Then ndozvoti inini kana takupinda panyaya yevasungwa ava, ndakambozvitaura ndikati ko hii ndava kuchingoramba kuchingosunga vanhu wani vavo chete uku? Ndii Job Sikala, ndii Hopewell, ndii Jacob Mvume, ndiani? But vanhu vese ava hapana chikuita. Saka ndopati pakutanga takutanga kuongorora ipapo. Asi chinhu wani chandisingabvumirana nacho inini ndo chinhu chiri kuitika kumaprisons uko, kuti takuona vana Job Sikala vakaiswa simbizi macheni mumakumbo. That is very wrong. Zviya zviya zvinhu ndo zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu voshoropodza ZANU PF, voshoropodza president wedu vamunangagwa, voshoropodza hurumende. Pamusana pemunhu aita chinhu chisina kana maturo ichocho, kunoisa Job Sikala macheni mumakumbo, iye ari muZimbabwe haana kuuraya munhu, handiti atwita. Saka kana atwita ngatifambei nemutemo wacho. Ko matare ngadzive nenyaya yacho zvakanaka. Muchivanhu muhunhu hwedu haikona kuti totanga kuvaisa macheni. Zviya zviya zviri wrong. Izvi zvinhu ndo zvatifanira kutaura sevanhu, whether I am ZANU PF, whether you are MDC, whether uri chiichii, pane zvinhu zvatisafanira kubvumirana nadzo. Zviri kuitika izvi zviri kuita neumwe munhu, madhizizi eumwe munhu. Munhu iyeye ndiwo atida kuti ambobudisa amire apa kuti iwewe pakufunga pako. Job Sikala haana kuuraya munhu, haana kurobha bhengi, haana kuita terrorism as yet. Handiti ka saka tomuisirei macheni makumbo? Ngatimubatei semunhu. Regai matare aite basa ravo nemazvo. Apa taku kushora nemunhu wese vakutowana nzira yekuti ataka pamusana pekuti kune munhu asingadi kuita kurizwa zvakanaka kumaprizoni ikoko. Zvakaipa izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's go to Mr. Ntini. I think you have been hearing what Mr. Joseph Chuma is saying. Do you agree with most of the things that he say?
I think what if we have to look at this situation holistically, when you look at companies, if an employee does something against you know, the public or whatever, we've seen CEOs actually being fired for something that they did not do, especially if the company did not do enough to condemn what was happening. Have we heard the president of Zimbabwe up to this day or the spokesperson condemning what is happening to Job Sikala and Hopewell, you know, being put in leg irons? I don't think we have. And also the fact that I think Mr. Chuma keeps repeating that why these three people are always being arrested. Most of these people, they are enemies of the state. They are, of course, in the opposition. So the question really should be put to the state, why are you always arresting these three people when there are other people committing the same offense? So, you know, I understand last time during the, July or September movement, why people got arrested because they were deemed to be the leaders of the movement. But, you know, there are different instances why these people get arrested. But at the end of the day, they get arrested because they are a threat to the present government. And that's how they're perceived as. And these people, they are vocal too. You know, we may say, how come Chamisa doesn't get arrested? It's because Chamisa, I think they are calculating. They don't want Chamisa to get arrested, so they let other people do the talking. So if Mahere gets arrested for tweeting under being a spokesperson for the MDC Alliance, really, she's representing Chamisa and the whole team. So I think, you know, definitely, I think the law is being used selectively. People are being arrested because they are a threat to the system.
Yes, and I know that you have to go now. But before you go, tell us a bit about what is happening at the mall. Seems as if, you know, here in Washington, D.C., there's too much activity. There's too much tight security. What's going on ahead of the inauguration next week?
I think what we're seeing now definitely shows that the intelligence community is finally doing its job. We should have seen this last week. But, you know, now you see they expect at the end of the day, by Wednesday, there should be more than 20,000 National Guards, armed and not armed. So I think now they're, you know, really working on the information that they are receiving. They do realize that maybe there are still people that are hoping to come out and do evil things during the inauguration. So I think what they are doing now is appropriate. The numbers are huge. It looks like a war out there, but they just have to deal with the situation. What is going on right now, and make sure that they have enough force this time around should people show up to a riot. Kungakhanya ngithakathe so le overreaction ngendawo yokugcwala ama-socha amaningi, abanye ba-armed, abanye ba-armed. Then ilokhu the whole area ye-capitalized defense. But I think i-intelligence ayizange yenza umsebenzi wayo last week. Ngwenangangithiwa next week, hayi bazabe sebekumelele okungabuya. Ama-rioters ngabuya, I think bazabakhontrola kuhle-kuhle isikhathi esizayo.
Phuzela ukugcina abo sizohambela mfo kanje.
No, siyabonga kakhulu for abantu bethe Zimbabwe, please mask up, use hand sanitizers, wash your hands. What Ubaba Chuma was saying, close your gates, please do that. In terms of ama funerals, please try not to go to each and every funeral. And if you go, exercise social distancing and other things that the government is telling you, and also what the WHO is advising people to do.
Thank you very much, Babunti. Nesunga katifoni yako. Babuchuma, ubambe, kunampo siyabuya kuwe. Mabulas?
I was actually just going to ask Mr. Ntini what the situation is like in New York, because from what he's just telling us there, yes, I was just down, you know, at the mall a few minutes ago before I came in the program, and there are barricades everywhere. There's the National Guard, you know, literally having roadblocks. There's the police. But what's the situation like there in New York? Because I know some of the time people come from out of town to come into D.C., but what are you hearing from out of town being there in New York?
Like I indicated, D.C. Is rushing for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So he has gone for a meeting, Marvelous.
Okay, so let's ask Mr. Nchuma kana varipo vachuma muchitarisa zviri kuitika iko kuno ku America muri kuzviona sei ndanga ndiri kutobva ku US Capitol ye zvinezvi pari zvino kune masoja nemapurisa pakaiswa mabarricades pane ma roadblock nezvakawanda asi muri ikoko ku Zimbabwe muri kuona sei zviri kuitika kuno ku
ndatenhangu hanzvanzi yangu chinhu chiripo panapa ndechekuti
mapatrons vanotsigira President Trump vakazvitaura kuti ticha hatibvume kuti President Trump adyiwa, saka tichaita izvi neizvi. Musi wa 6 January mauto nevame vanhu vari kusecurity service havana kuzvitora serious, and hence takaona zvakaitika kucapital musi wa 6 January paapai. Saka zvakuitika izvezvi zvinoratidza kuti this time around vanhu vese mauto, vanhu vesecurity service veintelligence vese vakunatsoona kuti aa vanhu ava havasi kutamba. Saka tiregai tizvigadzirise kuti tidzirire mhirizhonga inogona kuitika musi wa 20 painauguration ya president elect Joe Biden. Saka izvi zviri kuitika izvezvi I think zvinoita reassure vanhu kuti aiwa zuva racho richauya rikapfuura zvakanaka pasina zvakawanda zvichaita sei zvichaitika. Saka times zviri nani kuti uite prepared than kuti uzotorwa by surprise zvinhu zvakuitika. Saka zvaari kuita izvi ndofunga zviri correct tere kuti kuite transition yakanaka kubva kutongi wa President Trump kusvika kutongi wa President Biden.
Imi bato renyu rezano PF munoona muchizodyidzana zvakanaka here nehurumende yava Biden?
Isusu sezano PF mutungamiriri wedu wa President Mnangagwa pavakatora standards vechikutsibva kutongi wa the former late president wa Mugabe vakauya nesimu yekuti let's engage and re-engage. Saka hapana hurumende yatisingade kuti tite engage nayo kana kuti vatanga tagwa navo takuda kuita re-engage navo. Saka even utongi wa President Joe Biden kana wapinda tinoshuwa kuti tichagona kuti tite re-engage navo kuti vaone kuti Zimbabwe as a country hatinei nezvinhu zvakawanda and hatina atide kugara tichigwa nevanhu tichikuda kugarisana zvakanaka nevanhu vese tiri muglobal village a. Saka seZANU PF I know kuti tichada kuita re-engage ne whatever government comes, even government ya president elect Joe Biden, tichikuda kuti tigarisane navo zvakanaka tichiurirana tichibatsirana.
Ye ngavasikangele pavuchuma siyabona kuti ilizwe lemelika sibili sokungani konoku zokuhlupa kuti abantu bazama kutata icapital ngenkani njalo baphose balimaza abantu abaningi kubhubhiya abantu sibili abambalwa. Soke ngasikhangela sibili ngalokho kuthiwa yidemokhrasi kule melika, uyibona njani kona manje?
Idemokhrasi Mthembo yinto vele ebalulekileyo njalo yinto enkulu kakhulu esingasoze sisaphosathi khona singayibamba siyinansi lapha imikanti. Idemokhrasi iyatshiyana futhi ngendawo ngendawo. I-America idemokhrasi ilayo njengoba lapha eZimbabwe idemokhrasi ilayo, kodwa okwenzekelelo kwana kutshengisetona kule zinto kwesinye isikhathi ezihamba lugege ngenxa yokwenza ngomunye umuntu esenza lokhu yena akufisayo kumbe akufunayo, kugcine sokuvikela ukubana into leyo okuthiwa yidemokhrasi ibe khona. Lokhu okwenzakale e-America kuyatshengisetona akula muntu esingathi yona uyingcishi entweni zonke, sonke sifunda ngokuphela, yikho kutaona kukhulwa ngokuphela. Siyakhula siyafunda siyabona ukufunda akupheli. So lokho kwenzela America kuzavula ingqondo abantu abaningi, njalo kuzayenza ukuthi I'm sure labo bazabakwazi ngathi ukuthi hayi asingeke saba ngama-prefect nxa sikhuluma ngendaba lezi, into lezi zenzakala ngitsho kubani kumbe kubani.
So ungafana nasilungu khonoko owade kutsho babujongo.
Thank you very much. Well, what has happened in America really does not necessarily then mean that democracy does not exist or America is not democracy at all. But this must be a pointer or a highlight to say that nobody is master to such issues like democracy. Democracy really varies. It even varies according to geographical settings, according to a political a proclamation. We saw what President Trump was trying to do, and he was trembling all over the word democracy, if I may say so. But America, at the end of the day, is emerged and show that at times institutions, when they are put in place, can always conquer and they can carry the day. So, yes, this is also going to be a very big lesson to America to say that they are not the big brother when it comes to democracy. they are not going to be in a position to be teaching other people about democracy. This thing varies according to places, according to states, but at the end of the day, democracy is there, it exists everywhere, but at times people can want to take advantage of that. But what must always be important, the biggest lesson or the biggest takeaway here is that we need to always create institutions and have institutions that will always protect democracy according to the prescription of that particular country or that particular state.
Right, let me read this tweet from President Emmerson Mnangagwa. You know, it was posted about a week ago. He said, I quote, last year, President Trump extended painful economic sanctions placed on Zimbabwe, citing concerns about Zimbabwe's democracy. Yesterday's events showed that the U.S. has no moral right to punish another nation under the guise of upholding democracy. These sanctions must end. So in a way, so ZANU-PF has got this feeling that in USA, democracy does not work or it isn't working. Something like that, you know, Chuma. What do you think about this tweet? Yeah.
The very same reason why the U.S. extended sanction on us was the talk of democracy and the lack of it thereof. And now we are seeing a much worse situation in America where we've seen people getting killed. We've even seen people walking into or pushing their way into the Capitol for crying out loud. It's just like people walking into Parliament or into State House or something like that. It should never be something that is perceived at all. So yes, America cannot stand up there and want to condemn us with our little state. We are a third world country. We are trying to get our things up and be going. And there they are, muzzling us, making our governance to be so difficult that they are putting sanctions on us. And yet, look at what has happened to them. So, like I said, this is the point when they must be learning to say, we cannot be prefects of this world. We need to just know that we are human and anything can happen. Democracy is worked on every day. Things change every day. We need to be nursing it, nurturing it every day. And that's how it should be. So it should not be a matter of saying so-and-so is like this and then therefore we are hard-handed on that so-and-so. It shouldn't be like that. We should be saying, let's measure this thing always together. Let's move together as we move. No one is going to be perfect. Even the Bible says so. It says, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, which means that the only perfect person or the only perfect being is God. All of us are not perfect, but we should thrive and strive to be molding ourselves towards that kind of perfection, which we are never going to attain 100%.
But remember, Mr. Chuma, there are certain conditions that were set by the U.S. and its allies, saying, you know, what you need to do is to transform certain institutions and the way you conduct business in Zimbabwe. And that has not been done for years now, you know?
That is far from the truth, Gibbs. We all know, I mean, you are a citizen journalist, and I'm sure you follow these things. Go to Hansard in Parliament. See how many reforms are actually being done. Zimbabwe, Parliament itself, has been trying so much to do a lot of reforms, and so many reforms have been done. So many acts have been repealed ever since the takeover of the new administration of President Mnangagwa. To my children, all these things I never mentioned. Credit is never given to the government and even Parliament for all these efforts. Everything is not going to happen overnight, Gibbs. It's going to be one day at a time and step by step as we move. But to be honest with you, a lot of reforms are happening. Parliament is committed. Government is so much committed. The president himself is committed to ensuring that we align everything, the new constitution to the old constitution, and we try and get as much laws that are going to be favorable to our situation and our people as we can. So things are being done, and it should be definitely be wrong for anybody to say that government has not done any effort towards reforms and stuff like that.
So time is not on our side. I think we had a good run with Mr. Chuma and Mr. Busani Busontini. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and Mr. Busani Busontini, who is an independent social and political commentator. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Good night.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri mu Washington ndichiti muve ne weekend yakanaka.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.